I hope it is well with your soul this morning. You know, the Lord cares about our souls. What is man that thou art mindful of him, the psalmist asks. And we know that the Lord saves all those that come unto him. He saves to the uttermost all that cry out to him for the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. We're looking at the last chapter of the last book of the Old Testament this morning. We're finishing up this week and next with our study in this minor prophet, Malachi. Malachi was talking to the people of God in a day very similar to ours. And we've seen some different challenges that faced the people then, and certainly challenges that would face us if we're honest enough before God to admit it. And so far we've seen in our study of Malachi that the people then were hardened against God. And they distanced themselves away from God. In chapter 1 we read how they doubted his love. Also in chapter 1, how they despised his name. Then in chapter 2, we find out how they defiled his covenant that he made with them. In chapter 3, we saw how they disobeyed his word. They defiantly talked back to God over and over again. And each of those remarks back to God started with the phrase, "Wherein have we?" And you can study that in these four chapters of Malachi. And last week, we spent some time looking at the reminder to the spiritual-minded people, the remnant, you might say, and there always has been a remnant. Remember, last week, we saw this little beautiful glimmer of hope and joy came to us in verse 13 of chapter 3, where the prophet wrote this. He said, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him of them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." And so that was a great glimmer of hope that we have that was given in the midst of all of this darkness from the people of God because they had turned their back on Almighty God. And yet God is continually reaching out to them and saying, "I love you. Come back to me. Serve me. And I will bless you." What a great God he is. We who human beings stumble and stammer along the way, God is ever faithful to reach out to us, have his doors and his arms wide open to us, that if we come back to him, he will once again bless us and enrich us. And so it's just great to know of this God that we serve. I love that expression, "they that feared the Lord spake often one of another." Tonight we're going to be looking at some of those expressions just found in the book of Proverbs, how the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. And there's several times in the book of Proverbs, that book of wisdom, that tell us that the fear of the Lord is a principal thing. It's something that means we have this reverence for him. It's not that we cowered away from him, but that we have this reverence of who he is. And notice when God's people fear the Lord, they find one another. They fear the Lord and they spake often one to another. They like to talk about the things of God. They experience the mutual blessings from his hand and they like to talk about it. They speak often one to another and of the blessings of God in their lives, both seen and unseen. And this is an assembly of faithful people who gather week after week, back then in the synagogue and now here in the local church where we meet together, not forsaking the assembling together as the manner of some is, but rejoicing and remembering that there is a day coming that the Lord is coming again, and we're going to read about that in Malachi chapter 4. But I like something else he says about his people that fear his name in chapter 3 in verses 16 and 17. He says, they will be my jewels. They will make up my jewels. Jewels with gleaming radiance, sparkling quality about them. There's a great value to the owner. And he says, we are his jewels and he is our owner. And we are very important to him. Jewels are very precious, and what a sight that is for our mind's eye and our heart, that the Lord states that these faithful ones are precious to him. We're purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. And so to all the saints of God, you are a jewel, and you're of an adorning quality to God. Isn't that something? Something else about jewels. You notice that sometimes their luster diminishes, and you have to clean them. You have to polish them sometimes. Well, you know what God does? In his wisdom, he polishes us, his jewels, with trials and testings. And one day we will shine in glorious splendor. And Malachi tells us under inspiration that there is a day coming. And we're going to see that in chapter 4. So with me, turn to chapter 4 at this time. And we're going to just see. But I wanted you to just see where we've been so far. How the people of God, they turned their back on God. And they were questioning him. And they were talking back to him. And now he says this to them in chapter 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of a stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet, in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Let's pray together. Father, we ask that you will bless us now as we consider this last chapter. And we're reminded by thee that there is a day coming, a day that the scripture speaks of over and over again. And Lord, would you show us of this day and teach us what blessings await the faithful, but oh, the horror that awaits those that are away from you. The lost, those who are ungodly, those who are described in this text as those that are proud and do wickedly. Lord, would you please help us to humble ourselves before thee and ask for forgiveness of our sins. We pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You will notice something that we read in this passage of scripture, in just these two verses, that once again we see this contrast of two categories of people. And really, when it all boils down, there are only two categories of people. Those who, verse 1 says, that do wickedly, and those, verse 2 says, that fear his name. And so we have this two categories of people. Those who are believers and those who are unbelievers. Those who are saved and found, and those who are unsaved and lost. Now, if I were to ask you this morning, which category do you find yourself in? How would you answer that, honestly? And so, you know, God is continually bringing this contrast before us, as he does in this passage of Scripture. And so we see this in our study this morning, these two categories of people. First of all, let's talk about those who verse 1 speaks about. It speaks about those who have done wickedly, those who are those who are full of pride. These people, they when the day comes, this day that Malachi is speaking about, when this day comes, there is going to be a rude awakening for so many. And Peter also spoke about this in Peter's epistle, the second epistle of Peter, where he said this. Could be because we need to be reminded that, you know, there's more to life than what we experience here in 70 years. There's something beyond life that human beings have to consider. And that is, where are we going to spend eternity as living souls? So the Bible describes human beings as a living soul. That God created man on the sixth day. Yes, we do believe in the 6 days of creation. We do believe that over the teachings that are so prevalent today about evolution. By the way, you know, it takes faith to believe in evolution. But we believe what the Bible says about creation. And God created man on the sixth day, and it tells us in Genesis chapter 2 that God created man and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and he became a living soul. And that soul, as we study the scriptures, is what is in each of us, and it's going to live forever either in one of these two destinations, either in glory in heaven as the jewels of God, or we're going to be lost forever in what the Bible describes as outer darkness, wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's called hell. It's a real place. Both heaven and hell are real places. And real people go there. And if I were to ask you again this morning, which category of people are you? Which destination are you headed for? Then you would determine in your soul how you stand with Almighty God. And that's most important. He is the God with whom we have to do. In other words, you have to answer to him in that day. And there is a day coming. And Malachi makes that very clear. He says, behold, the day cometh. It's a day of judgment. Notice what Peter says. Be not ignorant of this one thing. One day with the Lord is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. By the way, if you're in that second category of lost people, the Lord, it tells us there that the Lord is not willing that you perish. He would rather you be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, the sinner's substitute. But then Peter goes on and he says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements, and he's talking about the elements of the earth, shall melt with fervent heat, and it'll be burned up. And he says, seeing that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be in holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth. Listen, our hope as believers is as bright as the promises of God. It is as bright as it is outside today with the snow and the sun brightly shining on it. Our hope is just that bright. But for the others, oh my, it's going to be a difficult time for those that do not know the Lord. And Malachi makes it very clear that the day is coming. This day is certainly bound to come. Peter also wrote in 2 Peter 2, he said, for if the Lord spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them unto chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and he spared not the old world, but he saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, Yeah, we believe in a catastrophic worldwide flood as well. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Yes, we believe that Sodom and Gomorrah were burned up by the fire from heaven. That's what the scriptures teach. And condemned them with an overthrow, making them examples unto those that should live ungodly. And he delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust for the day of judgment to be punished. You see, that speaks of this other category of people that do not know the Lord. They're going to be punished. It's going to be bad. And those examples that are given to us with the worldwide flood in Noah's day and in Lot's day with the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And that was, as you know what the scripture teaches, that was for the sin of homosexuality. And listen, that's a great warning for the people of God today to what is right and what is wrong. But this other category of people that are mentioned here for us are those in verse 2 where he says, those that fear my name. And here, we look what it says in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Unto those that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Now we're told that this Jesus Christ is pictured as the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. What a beautiful portrait that is for us. According to Revelation 22, Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star. And he is the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And right after he says that, he says, the Spirit and the bride say to you, come. And let him hear, and him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water freely. This Jesus Christ who is referred to in the Holy Scriptures, both Old Testament and New, is the only one you need to escape this coming day of judgment. Is your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. There is a day coming. It's coming. It's bound to come. It's surely going to come. And he comes to us as the Son of Righteousness. What a great title. And he bears that name because he will appear at the darkest hour to take his people home with him. He is the Son of Righteousness. The Son bringing the day of the Lord in. That may mean doom for the lost, but it means joy and blessing for all those that are his children. And notice what Peter said. It's going to come unexpected, like a thief in the night. This day will appear unexpectedly. That means we need to be sober and vigilant and ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to be a day of reckoning, a day of retribution for all those who are in reprobation, those who are away from God, those that want nothing to do with God. But this day and Christ's coming will be healing to the saved, to the Gentiles and to the Jews, because he is the Son of Righteousness. It'll be a great blessing for us who know the Lord. But oh, what tragedy it will strike for those that do not know the Lord. And if you know the Lord, and you are burdened, and you should be burdened for people that do not know the Lord, you need to tell them. You need to witness to them. You need to evangelize them. You need to tell them that this day is coming when Christ will return. And it'll be a great day of blessing for all that believe, but it's going to be a great day of retribution. It's going to be a sad day for those who are lost. And of course, we naturally want our loved ones to be with us in heaven with us. For those that fear the Lord have this blessed portion assigned to them, that this Son of Righteousness is going to come with healing in his wings, and he's going to be with us. For them there will be a burning as an oven, for the child of God. For them there's going to be a burning up of stubble, but not for us. We're not going to burn up for like stubble. That day is coming, shall burn the lost up, but not the child of God. It shall leave them with neither root nor branch, but for us, the Lord has given us abundance and blessing. It's a day of relief for the righteous. It's a day of retribution for the lost. That's why he's called the Son of Righteousness, because he is the Lord our righteousness. Peter refers to this day as the great and notable day of the Lord. And this Son of Righteousness is coming with healing in his wings for the child of God. For them there will be no blast of God's hot wrath, only the genial heat of the warmth of the Son of Righteousness. He who is an oven to the wicked will be like the sun that comforts us. Jeremiah said this, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In the days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness." He's coming for us. Praise the Lord. And oh, how we need the righteousness of God. We, left to ourselves, are undone. We need Jesus Christ. Every single one of us. Do you have Christ? Do you know him? Is this coming day something fearful to you? Or is this coming day something joyful to you? Malachi lets us know there's a day coming, and we're looking forward to that as children of God. The Lord our righteousness, the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. That's our Lord Jesus Christ, and I hope he is precious to you. Let's close together in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for another clear contrast given to us in these two verses of Malachi chapter 4, verses 1, with the wicked, and 2, with those that fear thy name. And Lord, we pray that you will help us to trust in you, not in our